we're back here live now talking boys basketball as Alan Griffin's DeSales boys are 5-4 in the conference after their third straight league win last night at home on senior night. They beat Waitsburg Prescott 75-55. Travis Hain, 5'11 senior, had a big game, 30 points. And he played defense, rebounded. He did it all last night. The Irish soundly defeated Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy 75-55 to run their record to 10-9. The Irish are guaranteed at least a 500 mark in the regular season. And with a win over Asoka, they could force at least a two-way tie for third place and possibly a three-way tie, depending on how the Tri-City Prep Dayton boys come out. The Irish lost to these Panthers 74-62 at the Sales on January 18th. A slow start made it tough on the Irish. They were down 35-23 at the half against a very good Asoka team that did outscore them 40-39 in the second half. Cameron Richardson, 5'11 sophomore, had 18 points in that game. Travis Payne had 16. I mentioned the Irish beat Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee last night, 75-55. The Soak was on the road and lost to Tri-City Prep, 63-52. Outscored 43-28 in the second half. So the Panthers definitely seem to be a first-half team. The Irish boys got to hang around in the first half, keep it close, and put it on the Panthers here in the second half to force a tie for third place in the conference. And if the Irish can do that, there would be a playoff game either Monday or Tuesday to break that tie, because the third place team in the league automatically qualifies for the district tournament. The fourth place team, which is where the Irish boys sit right now, would have to win a loser out game, a loser out winner to the district tournament game, against the number five team from the Northeast Conference at the home site of the Northeast Conference team next Thursday. So the Irish boys will try to keep that Southeast Conference win streak going. It's at 3 games right now, and they'll be playing the Asotan Panthers. This senior night, they're going to recognize the Panther seniors. We'll take a break, gather the starting lineups, and be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for a look at the starting lineups for this ball game. Ford DeSales, Travis Hain, a 5'11 senior, starts that big 30-point game last night. He had 16 points against the Panthers in that loss at DeSales on January 18th. The 5'11 senior will start. He had 10 points last night. Solid effort. Adam Espel, 6-foot junior, will start. Cameron Richards, the 5'11 sophomore, will start. And Connor Richards, the 6'4 sophomore, will start for DeSales. For the Panthers, Jesse Steiner, a 5'8 junior, will start. He had 9 points last time these teams played. Jordan Hollingshead, one of 2 Panther seniors on a young roster for head coach Eric Spencer, will start. He had 10 points in the losing effort at Tri-City Prep last night. He held to just 2 points from these teams met earlier. Dayton Sproul will start. He's a 5'10 sophomore. He had a very good game back on January 18th. 20 points, including 6 of 8 free throw shooting in the fourth quarter when the Irish were trying to come back. And Bo Magnuson, a 6'2 junior, very athletic. He had 17 points these when they lost to Tri-City Prep, last night. And then Nathan Scheibe, 6'3 senior, very solid player. Scheibe had 22 when these teams played on January 18th. He had 11 at Tri-City Prep. But so, my impression of them, the most athletic team in the league. They can get it up and down the floor. They can score points in a hurry. Their Achilles heel, I don't know if that's the right way to describe it, but they're not a great defensive team. They will get in an up-and-down-the-floor game with you. And the Irish boys, if they can keep up with the Panthers, and the Irish under head coach Alan Griffin, they like the up-tempo game as well. So I'm looking for a high-scoring game. The Irish keep it close here early. That's what Asotin tries to do. They try to jump on you and blow you out of the gym right off the bat. So if the Irish can stay even here in the first half, they win the tip-off and then get after the Panthers in the second half. Get after them right away. That'd be great, too. Panthers show an aggressive 2-3 zone look. Start the ball game. Richmond tries to back in, cut off at the right elbow. Up top to Haynes. Down the left corner to Espel. Irish in the road uniforms, the forest green with the gold piping down the side, white numbers with the gold train. Swings to Hain. Hain for 3. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Scheibe's got it. He's on the dribble all the way in the front court, all the way in the lane. Goes up too strong for the lane attempt. Rebound Pizarro to Richmond. Ahead to Espel, and Espel lays it in. So there's tempo. The Panthers can't finish in transition. The Irish do the other way. Now the sales coach shows a little 2-2-1 trap. In the front court with it is Scheibe. Scheibe now to Hollingshead. 14-footer right side. He's got it. And we're tied at 2. Just underway here in Asotin in this boys contest. Sales finishing strong in league play, trying to make it 4 in a row here in league play. Sorry, misses a 14-footer. Won't go. Rebound to Scheibe. Scheibe outlet to Steiner. Steiner pushes in the front court to Magnuson. Magnuson with Richard on him. Sales playing man-to-man defense. Now to Kroll. Kroll goes baseline, lays it in. Went right by Hain and no help. And Dave Kroll with the lay-in. And now the Panthers show a 1-2-2 traffic defense. Pass in the front court, knocked out of bounds by Hollingshead. Now I recall this 1-2-2 trap gave the Irish a lot of trouble in that game down in Walla Walla. The Irish have probably seen a lot of it tonight unless they can solve it. Irish will inbound. On the left wing with it now is Cam Richmond. Long cross-court pass to Pizarro. He fires a 3. Got it. IRT 3 for Luke Pizarro. Here's the first basket. The Irish lead at 5-4. Pass in the front court to Kroll. Now the right wing to Magnuson. Espel will sag off him. Now up top to Kroll. Now Magnuson goes baseline. Esco forces him to the line. Ball tipped away on a pass inside. Richards got it to now to Richmond. Cameron in the front court. Locked away on the dribble. Keeps the dribble back. Little running right-handed hook shot. He gets it to roll in. Cameron Richmond scores. The Irish are up 7-4. Now they show full court pressure. Steiner breaks it up the right sideline. Now on the baseline to Hollingshead. Long shots and air ball picked out of the air by Esco. The Irish with a 3-point lead and the basketball early. Well, I said, you've got to survive a fast start by the Panthers. It's the Irish who look like they might be out to a fast start. There's a three-pointer on the way by Hayne. Won't go. Rebound, Scheibe. Scheibe to Steiner. Steiner up the right sideline into front court. He goes baseline. Espel challenges him and fouls him. The right baseline, the Panthers have attacked consistently here early. The foul's on Adam Espel. The first foul on either team stops the clock with 5:16 to go in the first quarter. And Steiner will be at the free throw line, the 5'8 junior. The Irish lead is 7-4 early. And Steiner misses the front end. First shot off the front of the rim. Irish will await the second free throw from Steiner on the way now, and it's good. Panthers 1-2-2. Three-quarter court trap. Hayne in backcourt surveys the defense. One dribble now gives the front court to Pizarri. They break the trap. Pizarri in the lane. Jump stop. Pulls up from eight. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. They say last touch by. We've got officials with their hands straight up. Coach Eric Spencer from Minnesota pointing to the Panthers' side, but the officials point the other way eventually. So the Irish, no, they pointed Panthers' way. I'm sorry. Got my directions crossed. Steiner will shoot the quick three. Won't go. Rebound, Connor Richards. Long pass up court. Stolen by Scheibe. And now the ball's loose. Hayne ends up with a carom. Gets it to Richmond, who lays it in. Scheibe stole the ball initially, but lost the handle, and Richmond lays it in. 9-5 to Sale. 4:32 to go first quarter. Steiner in the left corner to Scheibe. Scheibe drives baseline. Gets by Richard. Lays it up with the first landing. Foul by Richmond. And the basket's good. Scheibe, the 6'3 senior, attacked the baseline. Got by Richard. Reverse lay-in. Richmond challenged him and fouled him. Cameron's first foul. Fourth different Panther to score here. They've got a whistle. And the officials ask for the basketball back and clarify that it's a one-shot trip for Scheibe. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Scheibe's free throw is good. Sales lead is 1-9-8. Pizarri in backcourt with the ball and a pass from Richmond. Looks at the trap, now pass right corner goes to Richmond. Richmond and Hollingshead collide. That's a foul on Hollingshead. So the Sales obviously has worked on how to attack that trap. They're getting it into front court. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Sales with the ball leading by one. Right corner to Hayne. Right on him is Steiner. Up top now to Richmond. Richmond dribbles high between the circles. Pass off to Pizarri. Pizarri drives in, leaves it short off the front rim. Hayne gets the offensive rebound. He puts it up and in. Hayne's first basket. The Sales leads 11-8. Now they show some full court pressure. Steiner with it. Now to Hollingshead. Still in backcourt. Now to the top of the key to Scheibe. Pizarri's right on Scheibe. Now he'll get it to Steiner. Steiner to Kroll on the right wing. Back up top to the circle to Hollingshead. Swing to Magnuson. He'll fire a deep three over Richard and hit it. Bo Magnuson, a long three from the left wing. Richmond gets it to Hayne. We're tied at 11 after the three. Now to Espel. Now to front court to Richard. Now right corner Richmond. Richmond drives in. Double pump. Shoots from the hoop. He scores. He double pumped it facing the basket, spun with his back to the basket, and two hands put it up off the glass. Athletic, a bit unorthodox, but Richmond has 6 points. The Irish are up 13-11. Steiner on the drive, won't go. Scheibe with the offensive rebound. It goes in and out. Rebound Cameron, Connor Richard. Richard to Cameron Richmond. Richmond hesitation, goes in the lane, can't the shot, but he's fouled on the block. Cameron Richmond stealing it early. Eric Spencer wanted a palming the basketball call, didn't get it. The foul on Kroll is his first. Cameron Richmond, sixth first quarter point, will shoot two free throws with the Irish up 13-11. Cameron's first one is off the mark. Into the game for the Panthers is Jacob Swearingen, 6'3" sophomore, checks in for Hollingshead. DeSale boys hanging with the Panthers, who like to get off to a fast start, and they've eliminated that so far. Richmond hits the second free throw. DeSale leads by 2-3. 7-9-14. Yeah, there you go. Scoreboard said 13, then it said 15, it's 14, which it should be. There's a missed shot by the Panthers that tipped in by, I'm going to give it to Kroll, I guess. The announcer didn't say who he thought it was off of. Now Connor Richard gets the ball inside, and he's fouled. Don't know that it was on the shot, though. Foul's on Steiner. And three substitutes for the Irish. Matt Moore, Emil LeConte, Darryl Galloway check in for Richmond, Eskel, and Connor Richard. Cameron Richmond, 5'11 sophomore, off to a nice start. He has 7 points. The Irish lead is one at 14-13. Galloway gets it into Hayne. 8-footer on the way. He's got it. Travis Hayne left open on the inbound. The sails up 16-13. Steiner to Swearingen in backcourt. Down to front court to Scheibe, knocked away by LeConte, fouled by Emil LeConte. Each team now with 3 fouls. Sotna's got points from 5 different players. The Sales got their points from 4 different players. So each team doing a good job spreading around the offense. 2:28 to go, first quarter. Kroll in the left corner to Scheibe. Doing the length with the dribble. Now he goes baseline to Este. Reverse lane attempt. Off the mark, gets his own rebound, splits the defense. Puts it up, still off the mark. Rebound tipped around off of Soton. It'll be the Sales basketball. So Nathan Scheibe, who had 22 when these teams met at the Sales, struggling inside a little bit to finish. He's got 3 points. And now Darryl Galloway goes right by Swearingen, misses the lane. LeConte with the rebound and puts it back in. Nobody blocked out Emil LeConte. Good penetration by Galloway leads to an Irish basket. Good finish by Emil. Kroll in the left corner, up top to Scheibe. Back to Kroll. He'll shoot the three. He's got it. DeSale got a defensive breakdown there. Nobody picked up Kroll. Galloway went on him. Then he passed it away. Galloway was kind of trying to cover 2 men at once, getting no help from the rest of the Irish. Kroll's three has the Irish lead down to 2 at 18-16. I gave Kroll that tip in. He's got 7 points to lead the Panthers. Inbound to Matt Moore. He has it slapped away by Kroll. Matt Moore did not play when these teams met on January 18th. Galloway will inbound in the right corner as you face the basket. Now gets it to LeConte. Back to Galloway. Galloway to Swearingen on him. Gets a screen from LeConte. Now it's top. It goes to Moore. Matt Moore wants to drive, penetrate, kick in the corner to Hayne. Hayne for three. Up there, won't go. Rebound tip. LeConte ends up with it. Puts it up strong with the left hand. Won't go. Rebound Matt Moore. Matt Moore is tied up inside. And a foul as one of the Panthers on his arm. Sales doing a nice job beating the Panthers to the offensive rebound. Foul's on Connor Madsen, number 22, who's checked in. They get into Hayne, out of Matt Moore. Matt on the drive to the left side, blocked out of there by Scheibe, controlled by Matt. Matt to Magnuson. Magnuson into front court. Swing it to Kroll. Back up top to Magnuson. Swing it to Matt. Matt up top to Swearingen. Kroll. Kroll for three over Lesko off the, or Fazari, shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Hayne's got it. Outlet to Galloway. Darryl wants to push it inside a minute to go. Quickly play first quarter. Trailer is Hayne. He's got it for three. He hits it. Travis Hayne's got 7 in the quarter. The Irish lead 21-16. They're off to a fast start on the road here in Asotin. The Sales boys trying to force a tie for third place in the conference with the Panthers. Magnuson to Kroll. Kroll with more on him. Back to Matt in the right corner to Magnuson. Magnuson, long jumper won't go. Rebound Matt Moore. Matt wants to push it. Gets it to the timeline, into front court, behind the back, in the lane, dumped it to LeConte. LeConte called for traveling. Matt Moore went coast to coast, left to LeConte with the easy finish. Emil tried to gather himself and travel. It's the same 3 officials that did the girls' game, and they called traveling a lot in that girls' game. Pass to half court to Scheibe. Fazari went for the steal, didn't get it. Shivey gets a Swearingen, and he lays it in. The Irish were shorthanded on defense when Pizarri went for the steal. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. I'm not sure the Irish realize it. They get some more. Moore fires a three. He's fouled by Kroll at the quarter buzzer, shooting a three-pointer. Wow. Never want to foul a three-point shooter. Definitely not when time is running out. So Kroll picks up his second foul. And Matt Moore will shoot three free throws with no time on the clock, and the Irish leading 21-18. First one is good. The Panther student section trying to distract Matt Moore. Matt hits the first one. Irish lead is four now. Excellent start to the first quarter here on the road for the Irish. Matt hits the second one. 23-18 to Sale. And he makes all three. Yell all you want. Matt Moore. Iceman at the line. It's all three of them. And the sales lead 24-18 after 8 minutes. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM. KFS.
You say you're not into veggies? Le Pizzari's puts you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest,
a bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese,
and our seasoned roast beef, add salsa and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Pizzari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Pizzari's finest and Pizzari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Sales off to a fast start. Cameron Richmond and Travis Payne each with 7 first quarter points. Matt Moore is 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Fouled, shooting a 3 at the buzzer. The Irish lead is 24-18 as we start the second quarter. Soton with the basketball. The Sales playing man-to-man defense. Richmond, Galloway, Eskel, Moore, and LeConte on the floor for the Sales. Moore on Scheidt. Pass down low, knocked away by Eskel. Loose ball picked up, shot goes up and in, but they say it did not beat the shot clock buzzer. The Sales gets the shot clock violation to start the second quarter. The Irish are fired up on the road in Asoka. The Panthers had a chance to play for first place, play their way into first place this weekend with a couple of wins. The Sales trying to knock them down to a third place tie after the Panthers lost at Tri-City Prep last night. Moore drives in, goes up strong, he's fouled, and will earn 2 shots. The Irish definitely have the Panthers on their heels here early. I talked in the abbreviated pregame that the challenge for the Irish would be to survive a fast start by the Panthers, and the Irish have turned the tables on us. So Moore to shoot 2 free throws, he misses that one. Well, he made 3 in a row with nobody around him and no time on the clock. And the fans yelling at him. He misses his first attempt of the second quarter. Second one is good. Matt's got 4 all from the line. The Sales lead is 7 at 25-18. Pass to the right wing to Magnuson. He'll fire the 3. It's in and out. Rebound tips around. Swearing just got it. He goes up on the baseline, up off the glass. One goes. Scheidt with it. Stripped by Moore. Moore keeps the dribble. He's triple team. Ball's loose. Ball's on the floor. Ball's still loose. It's going to go out of bounds. Off of Soton. Great hustle by Matt Moore. Got the strip Scheidt. They had him 3-on-1. Coach Griffin was trying to call a timeout, but Matt could never fully get possession, but it went out of bounds off of Soton. Sales with a 7-point lead and the ball. Galloway finds LeConte. His shot inside block. Here comes Steiner the other way for the Panthers. And we got a collision as Galloway and Steiner hit the deck. It's going to be a foul on Darryl. And Jesse Steiner will shoot 2 at the free throw line. 6:31 to go, first half. The Sales up 25-18. A win, and these two teams will meet, likely meet either Monday or Tuesday in a tiebreaker game for that third seed of the district tournament. I said likely if Tri-City Prep loses today tonight, that would create a three-way tie for third place. I'm not sure how they would solve that. Luke Vasari checks back in as LeConte comes out. Steiner hits the first free throw, as I talked about the tiebreaker potential. Steiner hits them both. He's got 3 points all from the line. 25-20 DeSales with the ball and a 5-point lead. 6:29 to go in the half. Richmond pulls up at the right elbow, out top to Evans. Now right wing to Galloway. Galloway dribbles right to left around the horn. Now left wing pass to Cameron Richmond. Hits the screen, tries to go baseline, cut off, gets it back out to Galloway. Galloway splits the defense and he'll lay it in. The Panthers have gone to the man-to-man, and the Irish are splitting the defense. They played zone most of the first quarter. 27-20 to sales. Now Crawl and Moore hit the deck. Ball's loose. Steiner's got it ahead to Swearingen. He goes all the way and lays it in. Swearingen's got four. Long pass into the left corner to Pizarro. He goes baseline, reverse, lay-in, and he gets the roll. Luke Pizarro's got five, and the Irish are up 29-22. Crawl gets it to Steiner. Oh, Steiner ball in the basketball. No call. Gets it on the baseline to Hollingshead. His shot won't go. Rebound tips around. Magnuson cannot control it. It goes out of bounds. It sails up by seven with the basketball. 5:35 to go first half. Leading at 29-22. Coach Griffin definitely has his guys playing their best basketball here at the end of the regular season. They're on a three-game conference win streak heading into this one. Moore drives safe line, loses the ball. Steiner's got it. Steiner comes the other way, collides with Pizarro because Pizarro called for the block foul. Luke hopes for the charge, sets to get that call in transition. Steiner will go to the free throw line. So Jesse Steiner, the 5'8 junior, missed his first free throw attempt of the game and now has made three in a row. Mike Martinez, 6-foot junior for the Panthers, sets to check in. Steiner very deliberate at the line. His first free throw is good. He's got the routine down. He's hit four in a row. 29-23. That's what I thought. I look up the scoreboard, and they don't always get it switched as soon as I'd like. Matt Moore checks out as Adam Eskel comes back in. Pizarro, Richmond, Hain, Eskel, and Galloway on the floor for DeSales. And Steiner hits both free throws. He's hit five in a row now. 5-point game, 5:17 to go first half. Darryl Galloway, kind of back at the dribble on the right wing now, passes it way out on the right wing to Pizarro. Pizarro penetrates, kicks out to Haynes. Swing to Richmond. Richmond deep three, in and out. Rebound, Martinez rips it away. Pizarro shadowing him. Now to Crawl. Crawl, long pass to Magnuson behind the defense. Magnuson plays it in his mouth. DeSales got caught watching. Two Irish players were pressuring Martinez. And Martinez handled the pressure, then threw it over the top. The Irish didn't get back on defense. Magnuson hits the lane. He's fouled by Galloway. Or excuse me, Eskel. That's Eskel's second. Connor Richard will check in for Eskel. And Magnuson will have a chance to complete the three-point play. He misses the free throw. Rebound Pizarro. Luke wants to push it into front court, now pulls up on the left wing. Now to Richmond between the circles. Richmond on the drive, gets around Martinez, and lays it in. The sales brought everybody out high with their offensive set. Cameron drove in nicely to the lane. Irish up 31-26. Hollingshead drives baseline, he lays it in. Wow. Not much defense going on here right now as Hollingshead drives in. Now Galloway drives the other way. Too strong rebound. Steiner, here he comes the other way. Goes up on Richard, shot blocked by Connor. Loose ball picked up by Pizarro. Ahead to Galloway behind the defense. He'll lay it in. Up and down we go. The sales up 33-28, 4:08 to go in the half. Fast tempo. Both teams seem to like it. Irish up by five. Steiner now will slow it down near half court. Now he gives it over to Magnuson. As the Panthers run a half-court set now. Crawl will shoot the three over Galloway. In and out, safe out. Rebound, Magnuson takes it away from Richmond. Kick out to Hollingshead, 17-footer from the left corner. Off the air, won't go. Hit the top of the basketball brace. That should have been a dead ball. the official. Boy, that's a tough break for DeSales. It hit the, it definitely hit the basketball bracing. That should have been a dead ball. Instead, it's a foul on DeSales. You've got three officials. They should not miss that. There's no way with three officials you should miss that call, but they did, and it turns out it was a tough break for the Irish because Luke Fazari picks up the foul, and it also puts the Irish over the limit. The high shot hit the iron, went up over the backboard, hit the black frame support, which is out of bounds, bounced back into play, and no call by the official. There's an air ball by Martinez on the first free throw attempt. So Martinez misses the front end of the 1-on-1, so after all that, no harm done. 3:40 to go in the half. Irish down 33-28, ball knocked out of bounds into the Panther cheerleading section. Timeout to sail. 3:37 to go in the half. The sales up 33-28 with the ball. We come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, I am impressed with the way that the sales boys have come out to start this game on the road against a very athletic associate team. They're ahead 33-28 at the half. The sales comes in here winning three of their last four, including the three wins all in conference play. And they've gone from now at the bottom of the pack to a chance to tie for third place in the conference. On the inbound, they get it to a streaking Luke Fazari who lays it in traffic. Luke's got seven. The Irish have a seven-point lead at 35-28. Up top it goes to Steiner. Steiner on the left wing now to Hollingshead. Up top to Martinez. Over to Kroll. Kroll goes baseline. Puts it up strong. No, he draws the offensive foul as he collides with Luke Fazari. My view is blocked. I heard the thud as Luke hit the floor. The foul on Kroll is his third unofficially. So Dayton Kroll, who had 20 points when these teams met on January 18th, sits down with 7 points but three fouls. Irish with the ball and a 7-point lead, 3:15 to go in the half. Darryl Galloway races into front court. Now we'll slow it down. Juan Cortez has checked in for the Irish after that during that timeout. Galloway throws to Richard, stolen by Scheibe. Scheibe will lay it in. Darryl, a little lazy with the pass. Scheibe read his eyes, lays it in. 5-point game. Cameron Richmond on the dribble. Kicks it out to Cortez. Cortez on the drive. Cut off, gets it to Haynes. Passes on the right wing to the official, who steps out of the way and lets it go out of bounds. So the sales, two straight possessions, lacking focus. They pass it to Scheibe, then they pass it to the official. Got to pass it to the guys in the green jerseys. Madden on the floor, drives in, leaves a shot short in the rim, to the rim. Rebound, Richmond. Outlet to Galloway. Sails up 5, 2:33 to go in the half. Galloway on the right wing, still with the dribble. Now he'll back it out. Still with the dribble, uses a screen from Richmond. He'll fire the three, out there we'll go. Rebound by Hollingshead. Quickly up court to Steiner. Steiner splits the defense on the baseline. Shot won't go, rebound Galloway. Darryl wants to run. Now on the right wing with it. Looks, well, nobody to pass to. Now he gets it to Cortez at the top of the key. Right wing to Richmond. Richmond fires a three. He's got it from the right wing. Cameron Richmond got 12 first half points. The Irish lead is 38-30, 1:56 to go in the half. Matters to Steiner. Steiner collides at the foul line with Cortez and Richmond. Let's see who the foul is on. And Cameron Richmond picks up the foul, and Alan Griffin says, move your feet. And we have substitutes coming into the ball game as Steiner will be at the free throw line to shoot the front of the 1-on-1. Moore, LeConte, and Eskel check in. Richmond Galloway and Connor Richard check out. So Jesse Steiner's not the guy you want to foul. He's 5 of 6 from the line, including 5 in a row after missing his first attempt of the game. All 5 of the 5A juniors' points from the free throw line. He hits the front end of the 1-on-1. In and out, hits the glass, and went back in. He's now hit 6 in a row. 38-31, 1:52 to go in the half. The Vale's up by 7. Steiner's a free throw guy for the Panthers. Very deliberate. Next one is up and off the mark. Rebound to LeConte. Outlet to Cortez. Into front court. Juan will get it now to Matt Moore between the circles. Left wing to Eskel. Eskel fires a 3 off the arm and go. Rebound Scheide. All white shirts underneath for the Panthers. The home white uniforms with the orange piping down the side with the gray trim, the gray numbers with trimmed in orange. And a soaking across the front in orange letters. Shivey out top gets by LeConte, races down the lane, lays it up and in. The Vale helps defense when a player's feet off the dribble has not been good in this first half. And we got a whistle, and Cortez loses the ball out of bounds in front of the student section. We got a slow down, says Coach Griffin. 1:14 to go in the half. Irish up 38-33. I'm sitting 2 rows right behind the DeSales bench here in Asoka. Only outlet I could find near the court was right at half court. And Hayne knocks the ball away inside. Loose ball picked up by Moore. Pat races the other way. Pulls up from 14. He's got it. Harris score in transition. 40-33. DeSales up by 7. The other way. Madden inside, he gets the bucket, his first point. So lob inside, Madden caught it and popped it. Left corner to Hayne. Up top to Matt Moore. Final 30 seconds of the first half. Inside to LeConte, goes up strong off the glass and scores it. Emile's got 4, the Irish are up 7, 42-35. Madden on the right wing of it, up top to Scheide between the circles. Now left wing to Hollington, left corner to Magnuson. He'll fire the 3. Rip City. Nothing but net for Magnus, and he's got 8. 10 seconds to go in the half. The Vale's up 42-38. Zone defense by the Panthers. 4 tries to penetrate. Has to go off his foot and right to Eskel. Eskel to Hayne, and hey, Irish don't get a shot off. Well, the Vale's is up by 7. Magnus hits the 3. The Irish lead by 4 at the half. 42-38 on 100.7 FM.
Total Comfort Solutions and Lennox wants to save you money. For a limited time only, receive up to $4,200 in rebates and credits.
That's right, up to $4,200.
This amazing deal is only good until February 15th on qualifying Lennox heating and cooling systems. So call Total Comfort Solutions today to save money. Appointments are limited, so call Total Comfort Solutions right now at 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The DeSales Irish boys came into the Panther Gym on a three-game conference win streak and got off to a great start on the road, outscoring a total 24-18 in the first quarter, a high-scoring second quarter as well. Bo Magnuson's three in the final 10 seconds of the quarter allows the Panthers to outscore the Irish 20-18 in the second quarter. And in a high-scoring first half, the Sales boys lead it 42-38. And in the girls' side of this doubleheader, the Lady Irish got the win 45-38. They were up by 13 points early in the third quarter and had a rough time for quite a while, though. The Panthers went on a 10-0 run. Abby Crowley went down with an injury that hopefully we'll get some more information on and share that with you here in a moment. The Irish girls regroup and win it 45-38. And we'll be talking with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan about that hard-fought win for the conference championship. We come back to 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Irish boys lead in a high-scoring first half, 42-38. Similar to the final score of the girls' game, the Lady Irish went at 45-38, finished the Southeast QB Conference in first place at 9-1, the regular season at 15-4. And with me right now is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. And coach, I knew you were a little apprehensive coming up here to Soap, knowing how athletic they were. Things going very well. I mean, it was a very ragged first half, but you scored the first 4 points in the third quarter, and a lot went wrong there in that third quarter, including the injury to Abby Crowley.
Yeah, they came out and played man. You know, they finished the half playing man. They came out and played man, and they put the pressure on us, and we just didn't handle it very well. Our kids, you know, they were just allowing them to get all over them and not taking the ball to the hole. And, you know, they got to understand that anytime somebody comes out like that on you, we don't expect you to hold the ball and allow them to do that. You know, and then obviously Abby went down and that didn't help us at all. You know, but I thought, to be honest with you, and I told our girls this could be a turning point game for us in that how we responded in the fourth quarter to the circumstances, all the adversity that we had. and they were coming back. They had everything to play for. We basically wrapped everything up that we wanted, except the title outright. And I thought our girls played as well in the fourth quarter as they really could have.
And they did. They won. They pulled away after they had tied it at 30. Now, you can or cannot respond to this. It's your choice. What's the news on Abby's injury?
Yeah, right now, I mean, they've got the x-ray results. They're still looking further into them, but right now they know for sure the fibula is broken, and it looked like a clean break all the way through. They're still kind of looking and checking for any other damage, and hopefully that's not the case. You know, it's obviously basketball's over, but that's a pretty easy injury to come back from, just the fibula injury itself.
Now, it's tough for a senior to have your career end that way.
Absolutely.
Tough for a head coach to watch it happen.
Absolutely.
You guys get the league title win, and it's unfortunate that Abby's season and career is over, but you do have to look ahead now. Next Saturday, district tournament starts for you guys. What will you do to prepare for that matchup next Saturday?
Well, you know, we're going to have to kind of move some people around, first of all and foremost. And then we're going to go back to some basic stuff on Tuesday and Wednesday and kind of get back into doing some things correctly within our offense. And then partly Thursday also. Then the rest of Thursday and Friday we'll be looking and preparing for our opponent, who right now we'll play the loser of the Lynn Ripsville Colfax game. And if I had to predict, it's the Lynn Ripsville. So, but that's basically what we got to do. We got to kind of get, kind of reset our rotation, and who's gonna fill in at the five spot, and then how we're gonna rest them, and we got to get that done first. Do some basic stuff, and then we'll get ready for Lynn Ripsville.
That's that Northeast Subi tournament. You're going to have a chance to go up and scout.
Yeah, we'll go up on, Nicole and I are going to go up Monday and watch the 3-4 game.
We'll play the loser of that one. Well, some adversity this evening, unfortunate news for Abby, but that's part of athletics. You guys got to move forward and see how your girls responded. They responded well in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Derek, who's the player of the game?
Allison Blue Jet.
Yeah, Allison, a lot of pressure on there in that second half.
I was riding her for a little bit there in the first half,
yeah,
in the third quarter.
And I
think she really came out and played hard early, really got after it early for about a quarter and a half. Then she kind of rested a little bit, and then she really came out and played well in the fourth quarter.
Got that big offensive rebound on the middle.
Absolutely.
Didn't make the free throw, but a few seconds go off the clock, and she did the hustle thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I told her that would have been a lot better play if she'd have dribbled it out to the corner and we'd have still had the ball.
That's a good point. Baby steps with these girls.
Absolutely.
Okay, Coach, well, good luck next week. Always good to visit with
you. Okay, thanks, Mike.
And that's going to finish up our interview and talk a little longer. Trying to find out the news on Abby Crowley. Unfortunately, not good news for Abby. But good news for the Irish boys. They lead it by 4, but they turn it over to start the second half, and Steiner goes the other way and lays it in. I've got to get my girls' score sheet put away now and get the boys back out. There's another steal by Steiner, and he misses this lay-in. But Crowley gets the rebound. He misses, and Hain with the rebound. So the Panthers extend the defense and two straight steals just as the Irish try to get into their offense. And just like that, it's a two-point game. So Soton trying to defend their home court on senior night. Get back in this one with the upset-minded Irish. Reach in foul as the Irish secured the rebound is on Dayton Kroll. And that's 4 on Kroll. That hurts the Panthers. He had 20 points when these teams met on January 18th at the sale. The Irish got to settle things down here, working right in front of the Irish bench, directly next to my vantage point here at the scores table. Richmond on the right wing with it. Long pass in the corner to Pizarri. Pass down low to Hain. Behind Scheibe. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Magnuson. That was a nice pass by Luke Pizarri. Caught it high in the air and threw it inside to Hain without coming down. Travis couldn't finish it in traffic. Just underway third quarter. The Panthers have scored first. A chance to tie it here They led 9-8 early, and then the Irish went on a run and outscored them 24-18 in the high-scoring first quarter. Steiner over to Scheibe. Scheibe on the drive, cut off. We got a collision, and a foul's going to be called, probably on Luke Pizzari, as he and Scheibe get up off the ground. Help defense on dribble drives was an area of concern for the Irish in the first half. 6:41 to go, third quarter. Pizzari's third foul. 42-40. Irish with a two-point lead. Pass inbound, stolen by Richmond. Ahead to Askell. Adam wants to run, goes up on Scheibe. Shot won't go. Rebound Magnuson, and Luke Pizzari got him on the arm and fouled him. Luke Pizzari close to a tee. He's going to get one. Ah, got it. Boy, the official tried to give him a chance, but Luke just didn't zip the lip. So Luke is just fouled out of the ballgame. He picked up his fourth foul, then complained to the official. It's kind of a tough foul. Magnuson had the rebound. Luke had one hand in there, and Magnuson doing the thing that your coach do. He ripped the ball away from Luke. Luke was just trying to get his hand out of there, but got it on his arm, and so he mouthed off a little bit. The official said something back to him, probably just trying to give him a chance to be quiet, and Luke couldn't do it. So Luke apologizes, and Luke's day is done because technical fouls are personal fouls, so that's good sportsmanship on Luke's part, apologizing to the official. But he fouls out with 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Steiner who hit six free throws in a row at one time has now missed two in a row. He misses both here. He's got 8 points but misses both technical foul shots. So Alan Griffin is without Luke Pizzari for the rest of the evening. Riley Roach, the 6 foot senior, has been ill most of this week and missed last night's game and did not make the trip today. Hollingshead on the drive, loses the ball, goes out of bounds, and they say he traveled. So the Panthers turn it over. So the scoring frequency has definitely slowed down here in the third quarter. 6:24 to go, third quarter. Irish up 42-40 with the basketball. Darryl Galloway check in for Luke Pizzari. Hayne with it up top, right wing to Richmond. Long cross court pass to Galloway. He'll fire the three out there. Won't go. Askell with the rebound inside. Kick out to Hayne. Travis will reset it to Richmond. On the right wing, his three-pointer short. Galloway tries to save it. Can't do it. DeSales has not scored here in the third quarter. They got off to the fast start in this ballgame. 24 first quarter points. Now having trouble here in the second quarter. Long pass off of Madden's hand to Connor Richards, to Galloway, and then Galloway and Madden, or was it Hollingshead, they collide. It's a foul on Asotin. The foul's on Hollingshead, his second. And the Irish inbound into their own basket, still looking for their first points of the second half, leading 42-40. Bounce pass inside. Nobody goes after it. Cameron Richards chases it down in backcourt. Madden shadowing him. Cameron all the way in, draws the contact, and he's fouled. We'll shoot two. Nice job by Cameron Richmond. He chased that ball, out-chased Mad to the ball in backcourt and just took off for the rim. And Scheibe challenged him at the line and fouled him. That's Scheibe's first foul, and Cameron Richmond, who leads the Irish in scoring with 12 points, will shoot two free throws. I did not get the stats for the first half to you as I was visiting with Coach Duncan. Travis Hayne has 7. Pizzari out of the game now with 7. Matt Moore has 6. McConnell Galloway have 4 each. Cameron misses the first free throw. The Irish are 5 of 7 from the line the first half. Now 5 of 8 for the game. Cameron's second free throw is good. Sales first point in the second half. The Irish lead 43-40. Panthers break the press to Scheibe. Now left corner to Magnuson. Galloway on him. Dribbles up to the left wing. Now out top to Steiner. Richmond on Steiner. Right wing to Swearingen, who's checked in for Crow. Up top the mat. Swing it over to Steiner. Steiner goes baseline by Richmond. Wild shot won't go. Swearingen with the rebound. He's fouled by Connor Richards. Connor Richards, first foul. That will send Swearingen to the free throw line to shoot two. Matt Moore. Excuse me, Swearingen will shoot free throws. Matt Moore set to check in. Said Matt Moore's name and then just stopped talking. Swearingen hits the first free throw. Matt Moore's going to check in for Connor Richards. Connor's got to work on his reaction to every time he fouls. He's had a tough time with that this weekend. Officials aren't going to do any favors when you try to show him up. Swearingen's next free throw spins around and drops. And the Irish lead is down to one. Panthers led 9-8 early. The Sails took the lead 24-18 at the end of a fast-paced first quarter and have led throughout this ballgame on the road in Minnesota. Richmond on the drive, steps it down to Moore down low, tries to get the defense in the air, can't do it. Shot won't go, rebound Madden, the signer. Panthers with the ball and a chance to take the lead. Swing it right wing to Madden. That stopped him from Magnuson. He'll fire the three, it's off the arm, won't go, rebound Haynes. Travis Haynes gets it out to Richmond. Richmond will push it into front court. He's going to drive all the way in the lane, spins around Swearingen, he scores and he's fouled. The Matador defense by the Panthers. They just watched Cameron Richmond. He's attacking the basket well. And a technical foul on Asotin for something. And I think it's on the students for being out of control across the way. They're out on the floor. And now Asotin's athletic director will come down. So, interesting evening. So, Cameron Richmond scores a bucket. The Soden foul was on Jacob Swearingen, and the Soden Panther crowd is called for a... Well, the official came over and said he was going to give him a technical, but no official sign of that. Right now, Cameron Richmond's at the line to shoot a complete a three-point play, and everybody's at the line. So I guess they decided not to give the technical foul, just a warning on the Asotin cheering section. Cameron's free throw is good. Cameron has all four of the Irish's second-half points. He's got 16, and the Irish are up 46-42. Pass on front court, tip, loose ball. Magnuson's got it between the circles. McCon on him. Magnus on the drive. Splits the defense. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Matt Moore has got it. Sales doing a nice job holding the Irish to one. Panthers to one shot. Swing it to Richmond. Richmond to three. Won't go. Rebound Madden clears it out to Steiner. Steiner walking into front court. Much slower pace this second half. Each team with just one field goal in the third quarter. Now low to Scheibe. Stripped by Moore. Moore goes behind the back. Now front court. Matt Moore pulls up from 15. He has a shot blocked from behind, off the iron short, Steiner with the rebound. Steiner races the other way. It's getting more physical and a lot less scoring here in the third quarter. Down low to Steiner. Goes up strong between two players and scores. That's Scheibe, 6'3", seniors got 9. 47-44, the Sales lead is 3. Eskel tied up by Madden. Jump ball in favor of the Panthers. Sales up by 4, 3:50 to go after these teams blitz the Nets, burn the Nets with strong first half shooting, 43% by the Panthers and 53% by the Irish. Both teams having trouble this half. Scheibe shot inside, won't go. He's complaining about a foul. He comes the other way and hits the deck. And now a technical foul on Asotin. Scheibe thought he got fouled, then he raced the other way and was going to race the lane and steal the ball from Matt Moore. Matt Moore instinctively picked up his dribble. Scheibe dove for the ball and went flying head first onto the floor. In the meantime, the trail official called a technical foul on the Panther bench. And They came over and said they were going to call a tee to coach them, and they give you a tee on the fans earlier. Didn't tee them up. This time they get the tee. So the Panthers getting frustrated on their home floor, and that's good news for DeSales. Travis Hayne will shoot the first technical free throw, and he gets it in. Irish up 47-44. Second one is also good. And Travis hits them both. The Sales will get the basketball at half court. As the officials try to take care of the paperwork. Irish up by 4, 48-44. Now top it goes to Lacan. Now left wing to Richmond. His pass knocked out of bounds by Shivey. Nathan Shivey, the 6'3 senior, at 22 points when these teams met mid-January. He's got 9 tonight, but he's obviously a little frustrated here on senior. Now the officials talking things over again. A lot of discussions between the officials in this ballgame. I think he's telling Coach Spencer he has to stay on the, yes. That's a, see, if you get a foul on, or technical foul on the bench, the coaches have to stay on their, in their seats, I guess you'd say. They can't stand up during live play. So I think that was the clarification there to head coach Eric Spencer. No matter who it is on the bench, coach or not, head coach or not, no coach can stand up during live action. They swing it to Hayne. Hayne fires a three out there. Won't go. Rebound, Matt. Matt passes into front court to Steiner. Sales up 48-44, 3:08 to go in an interesting third quarter. Ragged but competitive. We've got a whistle, and Shivey stepped on the baseline, and Shivey is very vocal with the officials on the last several possessions. Cameron Richmond and the Irish have the Panthers right where they want them, on the road, the Irish, that is. They've got the home team frustrated. On the right wing, it goes to Hayne. Pass inside to Moore. Moore stripped and gets the ball back. Right corner to Hayne. Hayne, or Eskel. Eskel fires a three, won't go. Rebound. Eskel, or excuse me, I cannot get my own team's names right. McCott to Richmond to Hayne for three. It's way short. Air ball. Shivey's got it. Shivey gets it to Steiner. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Irish up 48-44. They led by 4 at the half. They lead by 4 right now. Madden with the ball in the left wing. Up top to Swearingen. Swearingen swings it to Magnuson. Magnuson out high with McCon on him. Loses dribble, gets it back. Now to Steiner. Steiner goes strong baseline. He's fouled hard at the rim. Nice drive by Jesse Steiner. See the fouls on. Fouls on Eskel. That's Adams' third. Each team with 5 fouls. 2:09 to go, third quarter. Jesse Steiner, who hit 6 straight free throws, has missed 3 in a row, make it 4 in a row. Wow. That's just amazing how that can happen. He's made 6 free throws in a row in the first half, and now he's missed 4 in a row, and that one was an air ball. He's got 8 points. I don't know what I'm doing, if the wind is blowing or what, but I'm knocking all my notes on the floor here. Got the most important one, the score sheet. Steiner hits the second free throw. Timeout associated. The Sales leads 48-45 with the basketball and 2:09 to go in the third quarter. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The best way to correct behavioral problems in pets is to never let them develop in the first place. Encourage good behavior with praise and attention. Correct bad behaviors by providing positive alternatives. For instance, a toy is better for a pet to chew on than your favorite slippers. Physical punishment or forced compliance to commands can lead to biting or aggression. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Alex Bewley, Senior Class President at DeSales Catholic High School. We are honoring the memory of First Lieutenant Master Mazzari with our class gift, a beautiful American flag that will automatically present and retract from the ceiling of the Irish Gym. Friends and supporters of our school have asked how they can help us. The easiest way is to send a donation to DeSales at 919 East Sumac in Walla Walla. Please feel free to call me with any questions at 525-3030. May God bless you, and may God bless America and our men and women in uniform.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales will bring it up court, leading 48-45. The offense has stayed in the locker room at half for both teams. They are just one field goal in the third quarter after scoring 42 points in the first half. Fortunately, they're 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Moore drives in, puts the shot up in the lane, in and out, won't go. Rebound, Swearingen. Gets it out to Steiner. Steiner will slow it down as he comes across the timeline, now between the circles. Left wing to Magnuson. Magnuson drives baseline, goes up, leaves it short, rebound, Scheide. Spins inside, puts it up strong, and it drops in for Scheide. Scheide's got 11, the Panthers within one at 48-47. Galloway between the circles. Irish trying to pull off the upset and force a tie for third place in the conference. Matt Moore drives in the lane and he's fouled near the basket. We'll see if it's a shooting foul as Matt Moore put the ball up, but they say he was pushed before he did. Good call there. Nathan Scheibe's second foul. Galloway inbound. Bounces it down low off of one of the Panthers and out of bounds. Heads-up play by Darrell as they were close to a five-second call, so he just knocked it off one of the Panther defenders. A little chippy with the Asotin bench and the Panther and the officials. I'll take care of it, coach, he said. They inbound it to Richmond. He hits the three. They swing it around to Cameron. Cameron's got 19 points. 7 of the 9 Irish points in the second half. The Irish lead is 51-47. Swearingen into front court to Madden. Up top it goes to Magnuson. Effort is excellent for Alan Griffin's guys. Pass inside, got a hold as Matt Moore trying to battle with Nathan Scheibe down low. And I think that's the stuff that Scheibe's been complaining about. And Matt Moore's first foul. Each team with 6 fouls here. So both teams will be in the bonus on the next opponent foul. Pass up top to Matt. Down low to Scheide. Backs in on Moore. A little right-hand shot off the iron. Won't go. Rebound. Swearingen goes up high. Hits the deck. Throws it out. But right to Galloway. Ed Dehane who lays it in. Oh, it rolled off. How did that roll off? Oh. Then Magnuson. Right, you saw that official. Call the foul. I'm sorry. But they called the foul, and the whistle blew, and then Magnuson took Kane by the back of the head and just pressed him into the floor, and the official saw it because he went over and said something. You got to call that. And, boy, they got that one wrong. Travis Hayne is going to get called for the foul, and after the foul, Magnuson got a shot in. Wow. The officials are borderline losing control of this game physically on the floor. Magnuson hits the front end of the 1-1. Pulls the Panthers within 3 with 44.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's fine that you call a foul on Travis, but the trail official went up and talked to Magnuson, so he must have seen what he did. And he did nothing about it. That's not a talk to the guy. That's a call a foul. Dead ball technical. Swing it to Richmond for 3 on the way. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. LeCon gets a loose ball, goes up strong and puts it in. Emile's got 6. The Irish are up 53-49. In a hotly contested third quarter. Both teams struggling offensively. Steiner into front court, shadowed by Galloway, fouled by Darrell Galloway. Steiner did a nice job of beating Darrell on the dribble, and he felt Darrell trailing him, so he put the brakes on a little bit, not completely. Darrell kind of ran up his back and fouled him with 19.1 seconds to go in the third quarter, and there's going to be a lot of free throws shot here the rest of the way in this one. Steiner's front of the 1-1 off the mark, rebound, Swearingen, he puts it in over LeCon. And the Panthers are within 2. Important possession for the Irish. They got to hang on to this 2-point lead at worst. Take the final shot and build it back up to 4 or 5 at best. Don't give Asotin a chance to tie. They get inside to Moore and he's fouled. Hits the deck hard. It is physical. We'll see who the foul is on. Foul's on Swearingen, his second. And Matt Moore will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. He's 4 of 5 from the line, has 6 points. 2/10 of a second on the clock. And Alan Griffin going to sub in Ben Miedema. Then he realized there's 2/10 of a second left. Matt Moore misses the front end. 8 minutes left. Very competitive game. The Sales boys trying to pull off the upset on the road at Asotin. 8 minutes left. The Sales up 53-51 when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. December was one of our best sales months in our history, and as a result, we are loaded with lots of clean, locally owned trades. We are also experiencing some of the lowest interest rates in history, which makes now a great time to upgrade your vehicle. Like a 2004 Toyota Corolla, locally owned, only 23,000 original miles, or a 07 Toyota Highlander Hybrid, ready for winter and great gas mileage. Lots more to choose from. See us online or in the showroom, Abagin Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. The Sales leads at 53-51. As I have 1 point extra for a soap. Irish will inbound it to start the fourth quarter. They get it to Matt Moore. His shot blocked out around, out of bounds, hard by Nathan Scheibe. And the Asotin fans love that. Scheibe volleyball spiked it into the corner. And the Sales will inbound. They get to Moore. Moore will shoot it up again. And he scores it. They didn't block a shot that time. And Matt gets the bucket, and the Irish are up 55-51. Irish outscored 13-11 in that third quarter. Down low to Scheibe, working on Connor Richard. Can't get any room to shoot. Gets it to Steiner. Steiner from 17 on the baseline. Air ball goes to Matt Moore. Matt will push it into front court. He's going to go all the way down the lane. And he can't get the roll, but he's fouled by Swearingen. Matt Moore saw that the Panthers had their back turned and just sprinted into the lane. Nice job by Matt Moore. Fouls on Swearingen, his third. And Matt Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 8 points. Boy, the officials, another conference. I don't know what the big deal is here. He drove in, went up with the shot. And I'm trying to listen in. I don't see what the big debate is. They've got the athletic director out of half court. Coach Spencer's talking to them. I think it's another crowd control issue. Yeah, now they're talking to a fan up in the stands, and he's going to be asked to leave. Well, he's being escorted out of the gym, and he's being clapped for. That's interesting. Only at Asotin, I guess. So, the fans being kicked out of the game, the Asotin people are giving him an ovation. An ovation for poor sportsmanship. That's interesting. Well, 55-51 to Sales with the lead. An Asotin fan has left the gym. Still no technical on the Asotin fan. And Matt Moore will shoot two free throws. Matt's first one is good. Entertaining small school high school basketball from Rick G. Wilcox, Willie Jim. Rick Wilcox, a longtime head football coach here. Consider him a friend. I wonder what he thinks of this. He's just former athletic director. And the Panthers are interesting atmosphere. Moore misses the second free throw. Panthers with the rebound come the other way. Irish lead at 56-51. Down low to Shivey. Shivey muscles up inside, kisses it in off the glass. Shivey's got 13, and the Panther have the lead of the Irish down to 3. Swing it right wing to Richmond. He'll fire a deep 3. Got it. Cameron Richmond got the shooter's eye tonight. 22 points. Last night it was Travisine with 30. Tonight it's Cameron Richmond. The Irish are up 59-53. Richmond strips Steiner at the half-court line. Scores and he's fouled. Cameron Richmond having a game. The sophomore strips Steiner right at half-court. Put his shoulder into him going up for the shot. Steiner picks up the foul. Cameron gets the bucket. He's got 24 points and a chance to put the Irish lead up to 9. And the Soton fans are booing something at this point. And Dayton Kroll checks in with the 4 fouls. 61-53 to Sales, Cameron Richmond. The 3-pointer the hard way, back to back. He scores 6 straight points, and the Irish are up by 9. In the front court to Magnuson. He'll fire a deep 3. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound in the corner, Matt Moore keeps it alive. Steiner's got it now. Ball's loose, still loose. Shivey runs it down between the circles. Right wing to Kroll. Step back 3 for Kroll. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound, Galloway. And then Galloway on an attempted trip. They call an intentional foul. And that's it for Dayton Kroll. He definitely did it. He stuck his foot out and tried to trip Galloway. There was no contact, but tripping is tripping. Oh, boy. And that is the 5th foul on Dayton Kroll. He fouls out with 6:19 to go on a tripping attempt as Daryl Galloway is racing the other way. 6:19 to go. The Sales up 62-53. The Panthers have lost their cool in the stands, on the bench, and a little bit on the court. Still time to come back, but the Sales getting after the Panthers. So Dayton Kroll fouls out. He stuck his foot out, tried to trip Daryl Galloway. And not sure why Travis Hayne is shooting the foul shot. Did they call it a technical? If they call it a technical foul, you can have anybody you want shoot the free throw. If they called it an intentional foul, I think Daryl Galloway's got to shoot the free throw. So they're trying to figure out who should shoot the free throw. Well, the fans gave a standing O. The student section gave a standing ovation to the Soton fan that had to leave the gym. An adult sitting up in about 9 rows. Now Daryl Galloway will shoot the intentional foul. 2 free throws for Daryl, and the Irish will get the ball. Daryl's got 4 points. His first trip to the line, he hits the first one. The Sales lead by 10. The interesting thing is these teams will likely play again on Monday or Tuesday if the Irish can hold on and pull off this big upset, which would force a tie for 3rd place. And he misses the second one. The Sales is up 63-53 now. Cameron Richmond, a 3-pointer from beyond the arc and a 3-pointer after a steal, lay-in, and foul. And now a Daryl Galloway free throw. The Irish have scored 7 in a row. Richmond into front court, gets it to Galloway. Galloway from 12 on the left wing, he's got it. The Irish are putting it on the Panthers now, leading 65-53. Steiner walks it to half court. The Sales doing a good job slowing down the tempo defensively for the Panthers. They like to run. The Irish using that 3-quarter court trap to slow it down. We've got a whistle and a foul as they try to get a Shivey on the baseline and a pushing foul called on Matt Moore. Matt Moore called for the push. That's 9 fouls on the Sales. Nate Shivey will shoot the front end of a 1-1. 65-53. DeSales up by 12. They've won three conference games in a row. Soton is at 6-3. The Irish are 5-4. And Shivey's free throw off the mark. Connor Richard with the rebound. Ahead to Galloway. Darryl wants to run it. Kick in the left corner to Richmond. His shot blocked out of bounds by Hollingshead. You know, the funny thing is, the coach of me is coming out a little bit. Okay, they blocked the shot out of bounds. The two players celebrating, and you look up at the scoreboard, and they're down 12 points. It's the old, why don't you look at the scoreboard before you celebrate? Pass in the backcourt goes to Cameron Richard. The Irish will reset the offense. To Hain on the left wing. Up top it goes to Galloway. Galloway in the lane to Moore. Moore out to Galloway, right corner, Richmond. Richmond drives baseline in. Traffic goes up strong. Shot blocked. No foul called. Shivey the other way to Steiner. Steiner drives to the left elbow. He'll pull up from 15 off the mark. Won't go. Rebound, Richmond. Outlet to Galloway. Slow it down to Sale. Darryl gets it to the elbow. Left wing to Matt Moore. Matt Moore will get by Hollingshead. Splits the defense. Goes up strong. Are they going to call an offensive foul there? No way. They call an offensive foul on Matt Moore. Wow. Okay. Timeout on the floor. The sales up 65-53. 5:12 to go in the game. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass. Got caught up on that whole selfishness, that whole, you know, I can do it all. The times when I was struggling were the times I needed God the most. And now that I've come back and accepted God, my world has completely changed.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys have outscored the Panthers 12-2 in the fourth quarter so far. Coach Griffin's message, keep your composure. The Panthers that are starting to push the panic button a little bit, the Irish boys can't feed into that. There's a pass against the press, knocked away by Richards, stolen by Galloway. Galloway to Eskel. Eskel goes up with a shot, it's off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Nick Scheide. The Sales had a great chance there to extend the lead. Scheide drives in the other way, knocked away, stolen by Eskel. Eskel strips Scheide. Here comes Moore. Moore penetrates the other way, gets it to Hain. Hain is fouled, going up for the shot. Players on the deck. Boy, Coach Griffin says, keep your composure, slow it down, and not so much there. But the clock stops at 4:42 to go. Foul on Hollingshead is third, and Travis Hain will shoot two free throws. Travis has 9 points. The Irish are 3 of 5, 4 of 6 now from the free throw line. Travis' second free throw is also good. Travis has 11. And DeSales wanted to bring a sub in, and the no buzz at the scorer's table. Hey, get you. Now they'll get him. Alan Griffin, he tells his players to keep his composure, and he did there. He wanted to get Cameron Richmond in the game. They didn't buzz it after the made free throw by Cameron Richmond. He's going to yell at him. He hit his fist on the bench, sat down, and then the Panthers throw the ball away, and the Irish get the ball back and get Cameron Richmond in the game. 4:25 to go. Richmond's pass stolen by Magnuson, then Galloway reaches and grabs him. Darryl Galloway's third, and the Irish don't want fouls like that. The good news is the Irish now lead by 14 after the Hain free throw, 67-53. I've got to keep my composure. There is so much going on in this gym. It's very entertaining. And the most entertaining part is to look up at that scoreboard and see the Irish up by 14, and the Soap Panthers just tightening up as Magnuson misses the first free throw. But both teams have committed 10 fouls, so each team will shoot two free throws on every foul, so Magnuson hits the second one. Two players have fouled out. Luke Pizzari on a personal foul, followed quickly by a technical. Dayton Kroll, an intentional foul with a tripping attempt, fouled him out of the game. He had 20 when these teams met mid-January. He's fouled out with just 7 points. Matt Moore penetrates, loses the ball. Hollingshead's got it to Swearingen to Scheibe. Irish up 13 with 3:58 to go. Right corner, Magnuson. He'll step back and fire three. In and out, rebound tipped around. Ball's out of bounds. Last touch by DeSale. The Soton definitely shooting quickly. They are shooting the three-pointers quick. Irish got to keep blocking out and hope the Panthers don't get hot. Up top to Swearingen. Escalon Swearingen now over to Magnuson. Reverses the dribble, goes to the left, back to the basket, gets it to Swearingen. 16-footer straight away, short. Rebound Moore. Matt Moore wants to push it. Irish, he pulls up from 15 and he'll miss. The Sales needs to slow it down. They're playing a Soton game right now. They're lucky the Panthers are not shooting well. 13-point lead, runs from clock. Hollingshead drives baseline, pass inside, knocked away by Moore, and out of bounds. 3:20 to go in the ballgame. The Sales up 67-54. Steiner to inbound. The Panthers have just 3 points here in the fourth quarter. Magnuson spins the lane, puts up the top shot, won't go. Scheibe with the rebound, his putback won't go. Hits it back again and scores it. Scheibe's got 15. The Irish lead is 11. Galloway at the top of the key with the dribble. Now moves over towards Coach Griffin and gets the call. Now back between the circles. Left wing pass to Haynes. Runs the clock. 24 on the shot clock, plenty of time. Right corner to Galloway. He'll fire the three. It's partially blocked by Hollingshead. Knocked out of bounds by Scheide. 17 on the shot clock. Galloway to inbound. Timeout. Alan Griffin. The Sales needs to manage the clock here. 2:49 to go. The Sales with the ball, an 11-point lead. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40-plus years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the electrical contractor of choice for the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named best of the best many times over the years, and Doyle Electric has been certified by Underwriters Laboratory to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today, 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on the World Wide Web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish have played with excellent effort to forge this 11-point lead. Now they have to play with effort and smart. They inbound it to Matt Moore, wide open on the inbound. He puts it in from 12 feet, left wide open. Irish up 69-56, 2:39 to go. Now they show full court pressure. Now to Steiner. Steiner's fouled by Galloway. I'm not sure I agree with this pressing. The only way the Panthers are going to, well, not the only way, but one of the easiest ways for the Panthers to catch up now is at the free throw line with the clock stop. Galloway's fourth foul and sends Steiner to the free throw line. Steiner missed the front end of a one-on-one a moment ago, misses that one. I talked about Jesse Steiner, the 5'8 junior who made six free throws in a row in the first half. Then he missed four in a row, including an air ball. He's now made one of his last three, and he makes that one. He's got 10. The Irish lead is 12 at 69-57. To the elbow. And in the lane to Moore. Moore a little pump to the basket. In and out. Stays out. Swearingen with the rebound. In the corner, Magnuson. Magnuson for three. He's got it. Mankison's got 14. It's a 9-point game. Galloway on the drive, puts it up and in. It's just too enticing. The Panthers basically inviting the penetration for the Irish. And there's Galloway with the steal on the press. He steps on the sideline. Good hustle by Darryl Galloway, though. 71-60. The Sales lead is 11. They needed that basket after the Magnuson three, and they got it quickly. Now Emile LeConte will check in for Matt Moore. And I think Coach Griffin wants to talk to his senior, Matt Moore, about controlling the tempo. Inside 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. 11-point DeSales lead. Magnuson out high with it. In the right corner to Steiner. Back to Magnuson. He's their outside shooter. He pulls up from 16 on the right elbow. Shot won't go. Rebound. Hollingshead puts it back in. The lead is 9. 1:40 to go. Now Darryl Galloway will lock it up. Steiner will meet him at half court. Timeout. DeSales. 1:32 to go in the ballgame. DeSales up 71-62 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Irish boys, 9 points ahead with the ball, a minute 32 from pulling the upset on the road here at Asotin to force a tie for the third and final district tournament berth. The Irish started the weekend in fourth place, guaranteed the play-in game into the district tournament, now trying to play their way into the district tournament, and now a technical foul's called. The Sales comes out of the timeout with six players on the floor. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. The Irish come out of the huddle with six players on the floor, and that's a technical foul. Hopefully, that's tough. Magnuson will shoot the free throws. He hits them. Well, we continue to see a little bit of everything. And the Panthers will get the basketball. So just like that, it's a 7-point game. And now Soton will take a timeout. Wow. 1:26 to go. The Panthers with the ball, 71-64. DeSales lead is down to 7. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales 12 and 13 point leads of late are down to 7. Magnuson, long jumper won't go. Rebound tipped around. Magnuson gets it back, goes up strong, and he fouls, going over the top of Matt Moore. Magnuson's second foul. Clock stops with 1:14 to go. The Irish get a break there, as they've just given up the technical free throws for having six players on the floor after a timeout. And if Soton had the ball, the chance to cut the lead to 5 or 4. Now Galloway will bring it into front court. Shibe waiting for him at half court. Darryl gets around him into the lane, push from behind. Ball's loose. Steiner's got it. Steiner the other way. Goes up with a shot. Won't go. Rebound Estill. Estill can't save it. He will, though, but right to Hollington and misses. Scheibe with the tip, hits off the mark, and then Moore fouls Scheibe going after the ball. Moore's fourth foul. Soton has been outplayed all game long, but they're trying to pull the fat out of the fire, or whatever saying is, would be more appropriate, a rabbit out of the hat here at the end, and come back and win this one. Down seven with 52 seconds left. Scheibe's first free throw's off the mark. ...71-64, DeSales with the lead, 52 seconds left. Crowd is quiet. Scheibe's second free throw is good. And we've got timeout on the floor, 52.6 seconds left. DeSales up by just 6 now. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
DeSales will inbound against full court pressure, leading by 6 with 52 seconds left. Galloway throws it deep to Richmond, gets behind the defense, now he'll back it out. Good heads up play by Cameron. Now they get it to Matt Moore. Matt Moore with Scheibe on him near half court. Scheibe reaches in and fouls him. Scheibe's third, 42.7 seconds left. Matt Moore will shoot two at the free throw line. Matt is 5 of 8 from the line. If you remember all the way back to the first quarter, he was fouled shooting a 3 at the first quarter buzzer, hit all 3 of those free throws, would hit another one in the second quarter for 4 in a row. Since then, he's just 1 of 4. Now 2 of 5 if he hits that one. Sales is 5 of 6, 6 of 7, 6 of 8 unofficially from the line here in the fourth quarter. They lead it 72-65 with 42.7 seconds. Moore's next one bounces around and drops in. Matt's got 13. The Irish lead is 8. Ball's loose the other way off of DeSales with 38.2 seconds left. The Irish up by 8. No foul, says Coach Griffin. Get it to Scheibe. Scheibe will shoot the 3 over Moore. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Eskel. Eskel to Cameron Richmond. Cameron will survey the defense. 29 seconds left. They'll foul Cameron at half court. The foul's on Hollingshead is 4th. That stops the clock with 27 seconds to go. The Irish up by 8. 2 free throws here would make it very tough on the Panthers. It's a 3-possession game right now. 2 free throws would make it a 10-point lead and a 4-possession game. Cameron, his back-to-back 3-point plays early in this quarter stretched the lead out. A 3 from beyond the arc, and then a steal, a lay-in, and a free throw on the foul. And there he hits the first free throw. Cameron's got 26 points. Irish lead is 9. This one would just about do it. Next one is up, and it's off the back iron. Oh, boy. He missed the free throw. Whistle blew. Stoughton was in the lane too soon. So Cameron will get another chance to get the lead up to 10. Cameron leans back. Second chance at the second free throw is good. Timeout to sales. 27 seconds left. Irish up 75-65. Upset, just 27 seconds away on the road on 100.7 FM KHSS.
100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live. A Soton wind bound the ball to Sale. Shows some token pressure. Passing the front court to Hollingshead to Scheibe. Scheibe's just going to dribble it out. Oh, you know, I keep saying I've seen everything. But Soton's not going to try. They took the ball with 20-some seconds left. They're just going to dribble out the ball game and say, you guys got it. The Sale boys win it on the road to make it four conference wins in a row to end the regular season. They are tied for third place at the end of the season, and we'll be talking with Irish Athletic Director Greg Pizzari in the post-game to clear up what that means for DeSale. It looked like play-in game was the best Irish boys option, and now they have a chance to finish as high as third and an automatic berth in the district tournament. 75-65, DeSale wins it. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's finest and Fazari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Total Comfort Solutions on Lennox wants to save you money. For a limited time only, receive up to $4,200 in rebates and credits.
That's right, up to $4,200.
This amazing deal is only good until February 15th on qualifying Lennox heating and cooling systems. So call Total Comfort Solutions today to save money. Appointments are limited, so call Total Comfort Solutions right now at 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Okay. One of the most interesting games I've witnessed in some time. A little bit of everything tonight, but the most important thing that happened tonight is that the DeSales boys win it on the road at Asotin, 75-65. The Irish end the regular season at 6-4. Asotin Panthers also 6-4. Those two teams are tied for third place, which is the final district tournament berth. The Irish finished the regular season at 11-9. The Panthers finished the regular season at 11-8. Now, the rumor I'm hearing out of just through the headphones as people are talking in here is that Dayton beat Tri-City Prep, and if that is accurate, the Jaguars also finish at 6-4, which creates a three-way tie for third place. And I've asked Greg Pizzari to stick around for a moment to talk to him about what that means, as he is the Irish Athletic Director, as the district tournament starts on February 9th. And so we'll talk about that on our next segment. The Irish, I felt like they had to hang in with the Panthers early because I felt the Soton get off to a fast start. It was the Irish who got off the fast start. They were down 9-8 early, and then blitzed the Panthers 24-18 at the end of the quarter. The Panthers outscored the Irish in a high-scoring second quarter 20-18. It was 42-38 Irish at the half. In the third quarter, the Sales was outscored 13-11. That was the third quarter that saw Luke Fazari commit his fourth foul, say the wrong thing to the official, get a technical foul, and he was done for the night in the third quarter. There's a technical foul on the Dayton bench, or the Soton bench in that quarter. There was a fan escorted from the gym in that quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, it got even crazier. The Irish outscored the Panthers 22-14, hit 9 of 11 free throws. The Irish were up by 13. Then a Magnuson for the Panthers hit a 3. Coach Griffin calls a timeout. The Irish go on the floor with 6 players. Technical foul. Magnuson hits both free throws. And just like that, it's down to single digits. But the Irish hold their composure and win it 75-65. We'll be right back with hopefully a visit with Irish Athletic Director Greg Fazari, who just walked away. I'm sure his cell phone's buzzing right now with all the possibilities. We'll be right back with statistics and figure out what the Irish boys' future holds in the next week on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're back live here in Asotin's Gymnasium. The Irish get the sweep of the doubleheader, and the Irish boys, all smiles, winning 75-65. I've got Greg Fazari, Irish Athletic Director, on the headphones. Alan Griffin has just walked out. And, Greg, you just said Tri City Prep got beat by Dayton, and Alan says, now what? I'm going to ask you, now what?
Well, you know, we knew coming into this weekend there's a possibility for a tie for third. We were thinking it was with Prep, and then when Prep beat the Soton, then we thought, okay, if we beat the Soton, there'll be a tie for third. But the rumor is that Dayton beat Prep. So now there's a three-way tie, and all teams split, I believe. So we'll have to form some sort of a playoff probably Monday and Tuesday. Reason being, whoever's number four has to play the number five up north in a single
right.
elimination.
Loser out, winner
right.
of the district.
Two or three really doesn't make that big a difference. We would go with the number draw if it's just a two or three, but that number four is different, and because of that, we'll have to play this off.
Right, because one of the teams will end up fourth. So
exactly.
If it's going to end your season, you got to play off the tie. So.
Exactly. So that's we will probably Monday and Tuesday, I assume. I assume it will have to be at a neutral site. So between now and probably between now and tomorrow, Bob Kirk, the District 9 coordinator, and the three ADs will just have to get together, find a spot, and figure out a format. I think if you go by number draw, Soton is number one, we're number two. So Sherwin would probably get the bye, but I don't know.
Who knows? But it's a fun problem to have. Exciting night here, a little of everything. Aren't you glad you were in charge of the we're not in charge of the crowd tonight? It's crazy.
I don't know if I've ever seen.
There's a lot of things I don't know if I've ever seen tonight. But
you just hate to see it.
Yeah, I agree.
This level. You just don't want it. But anyhow.
But we got to look up the scoreboard
for
a 10-point win.
That's right. That's good.
Well, thanks, Greg.
You bet.
You gave us all
thank
the information you had. We're going to take another break, get Alan Griffin over here, talk to him about how he's got his guys to win four in a row in league play down the stretch. And now we're talking about tiebreakers and district tournament bursts and things like that. So Coach Griffin's going to put the headset on. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Coach, you said now what to Greg Fazari, because a likely three-way tie. We already discussed those scenarios. But
can you fill me in?
We
got to play on Monday, haven't we?
Yeah, well, Bill, basically what Greg said is that Bob Kirk, head of the district, and the three athletic directors will discuss the situation, and it's likely that there'll be some type of a playoff between the three of you starting on Monday at a neutral site. But who gets the bye and all that kind of stuff, they'll just have to talk it over.
Right.
But it's a nice thing to be talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great position to be in.
You came into the weekend saying, you know, we got fourth place locked up. And like last night, you kind of said, well, maybe we're kind of happy with that. Obviously, you would be. But you guys now won four league games in a row. You come up here into a hostile environment, environment all game long, and you get the 10-point win. And just all kinds of stuff went on. Just talk to us about your impressions of the game.
Oh, everything that you said happened, and we expected it all. I mean, I told the guys, even the JV team, I told them, look, it's going to appear that calls aren't going our way. It's a very loud gym. They're very passionate about their game. The fans are. And we saw that happen in the JV game, and I told the varsity guys the same thing, not to get them excited or anxious, just to let them know that we can't be concerned about that. And what we really have to do is focus on what we're here to accomplish. I think our guys did a tremendous job amidst all that to be able to concentrate, focus. I mean, the things that were going on in the stands, it's difficult for young kids to not get involved in that and to stay engaged in what we're trying to do on the court. You know, we just tried to keep them focused, really, for the most part, on the next play, what we're trying to do next, what we're trying to do. And I think they did, again, for young men and the way these guys have just evolved and elevated that, they did a great job in this place. And it is a difficult place to play, but a good team. Minnesota is a great team, very well coached, very fundamentally sound. And it's a hats off to our guys. They really worked hard and accomplished something tonight.
Certainly so. I agree. You know, I'm sitting right behind you guys. And you're talking about the kids with composure and things, because they were definitely rattled. Their fans were, you know, somewhat out of control. And you guys got rattled at times, but you seemed to keep with it. You got the rebounds defensively when you had to. You know, you survived the snafu of the six players on the court. I'm thinking, oh, boy, here they come. They hit the three. We make that mental mistake. But we regrouped, and we shot 9 of 11 free throws in the fourth quarter, 18 for 24 for the game. A lot of composure at the line.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize that. I mean, that's the best we've shot in a long time. I know that we shot well. I mean, we were getting good looks. And
that's unofficial on my part.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. You said it on the radio. Now it's got to be official.
But I
really was impressed with the way that our guys just responded. We still have a lot to work on, and you know, I don't know how much time we'll have to do that. But if we can take this attitude, really, the mentality that we have, we can take that into these upcoming games whenever, wherever. I think we'll be fine. I mean, I think, you know, we'll be able to make some adjustments if we have to, but it's going to be interesting to see now how our guys respond in this third part of our season, in the postseason. None of these guys are familiar with it. They're not familiar with the postseason, how you might have to play back-to-back, who knows, but we're not going to be familiar with who we play, so we'll just keep pushing, keep pressing, and try to keep a positive attitude, a positive mentality about it.
Well, it's fun to stay positive. You win four league games in a row, and now we've got some type of a play-in game and some district tournament stuff going on. It's going to be a fun, busy week. You'll probably be on the phone a lot tomorrow,
yeah.
It sounds like.
I'm going to be watching the game. Who are you picking, Coach?
Oh, that's right. It's the Super simple.
Yeah.
I'm going to root for the 49ers.
All right.
My little brother's a big 49er fan, right. So is my sister.
Well, you have the right to be wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have a busy day, but a fun day watching the Super Bowl and planning your week as best you can. Dairy Queen player of the game tonight.
I'm going to go with Matt Moore. He comes off the bench and did a good job with it. Got a few assists. He always does well. He had a very big task guarding Shively tonight,
yeah.
And did as best as he could. He's a very talented player and talent against talent. I think Matt gave us a good boost, and so deserving of the Dairy Queen player of the game tonight.
I agree. And Matt harassing Shively, he did get 16 points,
mm-hmm.
but he had to work for him. He was flustered, and that flustering
yep.
really got them
makes
down the stretch and made a difference for you guys. You kept the pressure on them, and they wilted in the fourth quarter. You guys outscored them 22-14 in that final 8 minutes. Way to finish strong, Coach.
Acceptable. Thank you.
And good luck next week, whenever Monday or Tuesday probably.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay. Alan Griffin, always very gracious, visiting on the post game. Irish boys win at 75-65. We're going to take one more break, coming back and wrap things up on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakleys at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live to wrap things up from Asotin, and it's echoing in here. I'm the only one in here. It's cleared out. They've had one fan escorted from the gym. I'm sure somebody's going to come in here and tell me to get out here in a moment. I will. Sales wins at 75-65. You heard Greg Fazar explain as best he could what's going to happen next week. The Irish are in a three-way tie for third place in that final district tournament berth, winning their last four league games to finish 6-4 in the conference, 11-9 overall. Scoring totals for this 75-65 win for Asotin: Connor Madden, 2 points, 6 points for Jordan Hollingshead, 7 for Dayton Krull. He fouled out with that tripping call for his fifth foul. He had 20 points the last time these teams played. 8 points for Jacob Swearingen, 10 points for Jesse Steiner, and 16 points for Nathan Scheibe and Bo Magnuson, as Magnuson hit a 3 and 3 for 4 from the line in the fourth quarter. The 6'2 junior tried to bring his guys back for the total of 65 for a soak. 4 to Sales, 2 points for Adam Eskel, 6 points for Emil LeConte, 7 points for Luke Fazari. Tough night for Luke. Fouled out on a technical foul in the third quarter, just at the start of the second half, actually. 9 points for Darryl Galloway, 5 of those in the fourth quarter. 11 points for Travis Hain, including 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 13 points for Matt Moore, Derek Team Player of the Game, and Coach Griffin recognizing him for his defensive effort, harassing Nathan Scheibe in that second half, their most talented player. Matt was 7 for 10 from the free throw line for the game. And Cameron Richmond, the 5'11 sophomore, he was tough all game long. 27 points. Consistent. 7 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter, 7 in the third quarter, and then 8 in the fourth quarter, including 6 of 8 free throw shooting for the game, 3 for 3 in the fourth quarter. He's back-to-back three-point plays, stretched the lead out to near 10 after the Panthers had gotten it real close. Hit a three-pointer from beyond the arc, then a steal, a lay-in, and a foul for another three-pointer. So Cameron leads all scorers with 27 points. The Irish shoot an impressive 18 for 24 from the free-throw line, 75%. The Panthers, 17 for 29 from the line. So the girls' side of it is pretty simple. The Lady Irish win it tonight. And I can't even find the girls' stat sheet. Don't remember the score of their game. Doesn't matter. They win it. And they win the league title outright. And they will advance as a number one seed to the district tournament. They'll play at 3:30 at Dayton against the number four team out of District 7, probably Lynn Ritzville or Colfax. And the Irish girls won it 45-38. The bad news for the Irish girls, Abby Crowley, broken bone in her lower leg, and her season and career are over. She happened to her in the third quarter. Allison Mujek was a Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side with 14 points. The boys' side, fortunately, is a little more complicated. They force a tie for third place, and with the Dayton Bulldogs upsetting Tri-City Prep, remember, officially that's a rumor, if that makes sense. It's a three-way tie for the third seed of the district tournament, and as Mr. Fazari, our Irish Athletic Director, stated, there will be some discussion tomorrow and decide how they're going to play that off on Monday and Tuesday and see where the Irish fall. They could be third, fourth, they could be second. I just thought of that. They could be second, third, or fourth seed. If you're the fourth seed, you have to play a loser-out game to get in the district tournament. So the Irish coming into the weekend were locked, looked like they were locked into that loser-out game, but a three-way tie, and they could finish as high as the number two seed heading into the district tournament. It's going to be a fun week next week. And that's going to wrap it up. Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow. Coach Griffin caught me off guard with that question. I think he asked me on the air who I was going to root for. I'm rooting for the 49ers. Great job back at the studio by Dan. Thank you for listening along the way. And an interesting evening here from Assotin. The Irish girls win it by a score of 45-38. The DeSales boys went at 75-65. The JV boys lost in overtime, so it's been an intense time in the Assotin gym. And the Irish come away with a doubleheader sweep in the varsity ball games and the last game of the regular season. So district tournament next week. Girls will play next Saturday at 3:30 at Dayton. The boys will have a tiebreaker game, at least one tiebreaker game during the week, and that will determine where they fall in the district tournament bracket. So I guess you'll just have to read the newspaper, call the school on Monday, and find out, probably about when I do, when the Irish boys play next. But they will play again as they finish the regular season on a four-game conference win streak. With that, I'm going to say God bless. Enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow, and we'll talk to you on the radio early next week with a boys play-in game into the district tournament, some type of play-in game. We'll be on the air next week sometime. Not sure. God bless. Now back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.